chauffeur worked for no money. He worked out of loyalty. But they did give him some expenses for some things that had to be done, and I guess...
Well, what the world's wrong with that?
I don't know. This seems to me to be overreacting.
If Manolo went over to the Democratic National Committee and said, I'd like to tell you what the president's up to, and they said, fine, tell us. This is what's wrong with that, from their viewpoint. It's wrong from Manolo's.
Somebody comes in and volunteers they want to take it. They volunteer to Jack Anderson, nobody criticizes it. Or they volunteer to anybody else, but there it is. That's the deal. Rates. I asked him about it. I talked to Peterson about the idea of John speeding up the grand jury. He says, Christ, I think we'd like to do it better. But he says, we've got a hell of a problem because each person talks about somebody else and we've got to go to somebody else. And we've got to read the record. And I said, well, it's depending. The longer this thing goes on, the more leaks out, the more innocent people are being killed, and so forth and so on. But I don't know whether it's good or not.
I understand. But I think it'd be just a matter of letting him know that you were in a hurry and then periodically keeping the heat on him so that he doesn't... The thing to fear here is that Silbert will deliberately try and stretch this thing out, hoping for some kind of an apple to fall off the tree.
They're convinced that's what he's doing.
Yeah. So is Colson.
Yeah. Was Colson involved in the reasoning? Is that what this is?
No. Not to my knowledge. No, that was a Magruder operation.
Well, Magruder's the one that's talking about it.
Yeah. Separate from...
They say they have Magruder and he's talking and so forth and someone's cooperating, but they haven't. They said we still have only an arm's length arrangement with Dean. They haven't made any arrangements, so...
Dean's just changed attorneys.
Changed attorneys?
Yes, sir.
Why, I wonder?
Probably because these guys didn't deliver what they said they would. He's got a guy who's Humphrey's field director in 68.
Jesus Christ.
He's his former co-brother.
Yes, they were married.
He is the husband of the sister of Dean's first wife.
I just told the divorce of a bitch is not going to turn completely around. But that's what Dean is going to try to negotiate now. I don't know. But Christ, I think he must have. He seems to me that he stole whatever he can so far. What do you think Dean is?
It sounds like it to me. If he's into that hunt business, that's pretty far.
Where the hell did he get it? See where else they got it except.
No, we know that's where it came from, I think. Something on that point. Mr. Wilson was just now talking about whether Dean's situation here was difficult or not. And it's his judgment that we ought not to disturb it at this point.
I agree. I told Peterson that. I said I was not going to do a thing about Dean, pretty much everybody else. That's not right. Does not agree with the idea that he should be gone and so forth. Dean has not yet co-opted, you know what I mean?
So you got one sticky weapon there. Dean has the administrative responsibility for the Secret Service, who in the Technical Security Division has
pursue it, so.
Really?
Or his own acts.
Sure. His own acts, or sure. Information with regard to others.
Except his client.
Except his client. His client. Yeah. Yeah. But there you are. I guess he was not a client. His client is not. I figure he's not a member of the White House staff.
Well, is a client's agent not part of the client? When acting on and behalf of the client?
Well, any of that. Any of that. Probably. John, don't you think you could have a little talk with David on that point? Or do you want to be with him or something?
I wish I'd talked to him last week. I can't very well now, I don't think. I think you could now.
Yeah.
And I wish you could pass a message for me,
yeah.
Which is this, that my, at least my recollection of La Casa was that you gave us the responsibility, Bob and me, for producing a paper on the whole Watergate episode. And we got them out there.
Right.
To aid in developing that document.
Sure.
That we came back to you afterward and said, we can't.
Sure.
And my very vivid present recollection is that Dean was the major impediment to getting that done because of his blocking lines of possible development.
All that.
And that the money business was nothing new. Dean continually through this period of time was coming to us on an episodic basis and saying, gee, Mitchell needs money, and what are we going to do? And invariably and inevitably, with the exception of the one little bit of the Herb Kalmbach episode,
yeah,
we said, John, God only knows what he's going to do. And then my remark about Nelson Rockefeller is typical.
Yeah.
You know, tell Mitchell to go borrow it from his friend Nelson Rockefeller. Our sense of this throughout was Dean saying to us, nobody in the White House is involved. And our sense of it being, well, look, if Mitchell needs money for whatever reason, that's Mitchell's problem.
We were not
going to
have any obstruct justice ourselves.
Nothing.
We had knowledge of this.
I had no interest, for instance, in obstructing justice. I had no exposure myself. I was satisfied from Dean that none of my colleagues in the White House had exposure. And if Jeb Magruder was a horse's ass and got himself into this.
I suppose they would say, morally, a member of the White House staff, but not a member who found somebody else who tried to investigate these.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. I had no evidence of that. I did not. I had no evidence that anybody, until I got into this thing the 30th of March, I had no evidence that any lawyer had induced any defendant to say anything but what's true. Mitchell was trying to raise money for these people.
That's right.
And I knew that LaRue was, and I knew that Castine told me so.
Right.
But I don't have any personal knowledge, either from Dean or anybody else, of any corruption in that process.
Right.
Now, I can raise an inference,
right.
You know, but bear in mind, I
didn't have any reason to think of it being raised for the proper purpose until two things. One, until the coroner said it was for payload purposes. Two, until Dean came in at the last and said, I'm shaking this guy.
Bob and I shared a suspicion that Mitchell was at the bottom of all of this. There's no two ways about that. And we've shared that suspicion for many months. But Dean very effectively kept between me and any intimate knowledge of that whole business.
What is the situation? The other situation that you can think about is the perennial one that we will have here, where we stand. I mean,
That is, even if there is no complicity, the White House staff has to bear responsibility to the president for having permitted this thing to have occurred. Generally, this is a matter of stewardship. And that their managerial capacity is seriously questioned, put in question by this whole chain of events, assuming no. Well, I think it's going to be a dull eight all through this thing. You're going to hear it. It's something you ought to give some thought to as to whether we can or not. I don't know. I mean, I just noticed it this morning for the first time. I don't have
a... Could you start into that? Because then you're saying that we have to accept responsibility for the commission of the Watergate and for anything else that may ever develop that the campaign did.
Well,
wrong.
I don't know.
We had clear and specific responsibility in certain areas. I reviewed advertising. They couldn't run an ad until I signed off on it. They couldn't publish a position paper or a document on issues until John had signed off on it. But I had no authority over the budget.
Right.
I had no authority over the field organization or personnel hiring or firing, over political strategy, policy, telephone operation, telegraphy, or anything else.
You've got to take one step at a time. The first step is to do exactly what you're doing. Find out from your lawyers what the hell are you going to come up with.
Right.
The second step, then, is to talk about this area about what you're planning on your lawyers to do eventually, or eventually what you're going to announce, etc. And third area is your New York Times and so forth. So my own fight, I don't buy any of it, except the first.
That's going to be an evaluation we ought to make every day.